Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Glory to the Most High God. Hallelujah. What a great day. Every day. That's the Lord's day. Praise the Lord. Alrighty, I give God glory for this day. Thank God for the divine connection. Blog Talk Radio, and the servants of the Most High God that He's placed in position to be so faithful. We give Him all glory, praise, and honor. We thank God for the phenomenal weekend. All glory to God being in His presence and His word going forth and fellowship and healing and deliverance to take place has taken place and being manifested by faith. So I thank God, glory to God, for He is Lord. Great is His faithfulness. There is none like Him. Praise the Lord. As we are, glory to God, coming in His presence today with so much that's going on in the cosmos, but still yet, God is still proving Himself in the midst. And we as believers are in the world, have to remind ourselves we're in the world but not of the world. We are foreigners in this land, but we have an assignment to live a life according to Christ and to manifest, glory to God, His power through these vessels, whatever gift that He's given us, whatever He's given us to witness in whatever capacity, whether it's verbally, whether it's a life living, being a walking epistle, whether it's ministries of health, whether it's been deliverance, whether it's whatever capacity, but we have to be faithful unto the Lord. And any time that we're in error, we have to remember, we as believers have to keep a repentant heart. According to 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I honor Him tonight, and I want to give Him glory. I want to give Him praise. I want to thank Him, glory to God, for He is so wonderful, omnipotent, omnipresent. He knows what we're in need of before we even ask. He is asking us to be faithful and be glory to God, transform into that image where He can use us for His glory, but most of all, for us to be able to worship Him in spirit and in truth, to be able to praise Him and magnify His name. Every time we think of the goodness of Jesus, we ought to be able to cry out, hallelujah, thank You for saving me, and give honor and glory unto Him, because He is so phenomenal, so even to be able to transform our lives out of darkness into the marvelous light. And while we were still sinners, He yet loved us so much through His Father and God sending Him, glory to God, to be our sacrifice, and Him being the ultimate sacrifice to redeem us back unto the Father. How awesome is that? In spite of all that's going on, it's still so merciful unto us, even while we're here in transition, for our lives being turned around for Him, but still yet there's error and mistakes and things that He made provision for Him to be an advocate, that we can call upon Him, that we can repent, that we can allow the Holy Spirit as it governs us and teaches us and guides us and reminds us, glory to God, of some things and bring back to remembrance of some things to help us to get in alignment and stay in alignment and to strive and persevere and pursue after Him. And have, glory to God, a determination to stand and live for Him. So I'm asking, glory to God, as the believers in the body of Christ, we will start casting every care, get out of the isms and schisms, and get in a place of focus of prayer and faith, and to be able to get about the Father's business. Praise the Lord. We have so many things to pray for every day, but even some of the things we want to even target tonight is even concerning not only the body of Christ and our nation and our president, but ooh, all the various things that are going on in Hawaii with all of that volcano and all that lava that's taking care of, that's taking over, glory to God, in some of the residential areas and the stuff that is going on, glory to God. Just saw the news for the first time just before we came on, something that was broke out in Jerusalem with the fighting, didn't even know was that serious. But God, help and have mercy, and pray for Jerusalem. We also want to pray for these United States of America and wisdom for our president, for the leading of this country as well as those things that are abroad. We want to also pray for our youth. They have been targeted so much. The enemy wants to steal our seed and so forth for the things that God wanted them to do and carry out even for the future, and even especially even the seed for the male as well. But all both seeds he wants to take. The devil is a liar. So much going on, and he has obtained some territory, but he is not the winner. Glory to God over these things. We got to continue to pray, tear down strongholds, and continue to uplift the name of the Lord. Continue to keep the faith and not let the enemy wear us out, because that is his business to wear us out and keep us divided from coming on one accord to accomplish what God wants and get all this isms and schism and this desire for to fulfill the will of oneself instead of the will of the Lord. So we have so many things, glory to God, to continue to press forward and against these sicknesses and diseases because of so many doors been opened, even in the body. We know what the adversary is all about. God done told us what the MO is, and said he came to steal, kill, and destroy, but he let us know what his will is for us to have that abundant life. So we got to keep praying and decree and declare, because he's already did these things at the cross at Calvary. But it's that thief that wants to come in and steal and rob. And we got to take back what he's stealing and what he stole and block those things he's trying to come in and interfere in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our scripture reading tonight will be coming out of Songs, praise God. I think we're in position here with the scripture. I'm going to try to read it out of the Bible instead of off the phone, off electronics. Holding their screen changes, so we want to make sure that we have it out of Psalms 46. And the scripture reading start at the first verse. Now my computer keeps going off the screen. But anyways, it starts at the first verse. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Even with all of this stuff that's going on in the nation, going on across the world, around the globe, our God is still in control. He is our refuge. We have to look to him as our strength and our source and our shield and our protector. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth is removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and just at the break of dawn, the nations raged and the kingdoms were moved, uttered his voice, and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolation in the earth. He makes the war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I'm God. I will be exalted among the nations. Ah, Shekoraba. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And we are not salah. We should not fear what the enemy is doing or what's going on. Our fear is to reverence the Lord and trust him. And no matter what's going on, he said, I never leave thee nor forsake thee. So no matter what, help us over to God to stay on our post and not allow the things of the going on around us. And to know that he is our refuge and our strength, and as it said in the first verse, a very present help in the time of trouble. Therefore, we shall not fear. Praise the Lord, everybody. He is wonderful and marvelous. Amen. So get ready to have Mother Alexander Atherot pray. She'll come on. Bless the Lord. Father, I do honor you today, for this is the day that the Lord has made. God, we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. God, we have so much to be glad about, and that's you. You are our Savior, our Deliverer, our Healer, our Burden Bearer. Thank you for saving us and family members, loved ones, all even in the body of Christ. But however, just you being God and awesome God, for your mercies that's renewed every morning. for your grace. For glory to God, hallelujah, your kindness, your thoughtfulness, all for keeping us and keeping a shield about us, covered under the blood. God, thank you for those angels that you've given to this place, how you gave us the Holy Spirit, and how he'll comfort, teach, and lead and guide if we allow him to, if we don't grieve him and override him. How you blessed us and said the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through the pulling down of strongholds, teaching us how to use those weapons wisely and strategically. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, that you said, Lord, out in your word, hallelujah, to cast all our cares upon you because you care for us. Ah, God, I thank you, glory to God, that we're to look to the hills which cometh out here, realizing the help coming from you. You said you're not giving us a spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. We know there's so many tactics the enemy is using to bring fear upon the land, to bring torment upon the land, to cause division and confusion. But God, you said, look up to you. Hallelujah, as being the author and the finisher of our faith. You told us not to lean to the left or the right. And you said, lay aside every sin and every weight that so easily beset us. You told us to walk in forgiveness in the name of Jesus. You told us to walk in faith, walk by faith and not by sight. You told us, glory to God, hallelujah, to trust in you with all our heart and not to lean to our own understanding. Glory to God, and you, glory to God, will direct our path. God, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, because there is none like you. We thank you, glory to God, for the power of the anointing. We thank you for the peace of God. We thank you for the joy of the Lord being our strength. God, you told us in your word, hallelujah, glory to God, that we are to keep standing on your word and not to be moved in the name of Jesus, to keep looking to you as the author and the finisher of our faith, not to lean to our own understanding. You told us, glory to God, hallelujah, that our steps are ordered by the Lord. So regardless of what's going on in the cosmos, regardless of what's going on around us in the name of Jesus, we have to know that you said faith is the only thing that moves you. And glory, you said, glory, those that come to you must believe that you are God and a rewarder of them that diligently seek you. So sometimes it may look like, glory, nothing's going on and nothing's moving our prayers. But we got to have the faith to know, glory to God, we walk by faith and not by sight, not by feelings, not by emotions. We got to walk by your spirit in the name of Jesus. So, God, I'm praying tonight that you forgive us. According to 1 John 1 and 9, you said if we confess our sins, you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, God, we're asking you right now, as we pray, glory, for the body of Christ, and we pray, glory, for this nation, and we pray for our president, and we pray for our youth, and we pray, glory to God, for all the different things that are going on with the demonic forces and the tricks and snares of the enemy. Well, God, we got to trust you when we pray that we believe that you, glory to God, whatever we're praying for, that we're going to receive some results. Because you said when your word go out, it's not going to go out void. It's going to accomplish everything that you set it out to do. So, God, as we come before you tonight, we are praying, glory to God, for even in these last days, you told us of these things with these earthquakes, and you told us, glory to God, many things that's going to transpire in the last days. But, God, we are praying, glory to God, for those people that's over in Hawaii. God, even for that lava and all those things that are just continuously going on that's causing people to lose their homes and some to lose their lives. We're praying in the midst of it all, God, that you protect and shield. But I'll give them a heart for those that don't know you in the pardon of their sins, that they will give their lives to you. But, God, we come against the satanic forces of the enemy. It's all about destruction. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. How many, glory to God, that are also going through in every area, that the war zones and the things that are going on in Jerusalem. We pray for Jerusalem. We pray, God, that you have mercy there. We're praying, glory to God, against the forces of the enemy that want to destroy, glory to God, your people. We're praying for an awakening. Oh, God, we're praying for repentance. We're praying for intervention. In the name of Jesus, God, help us to trust you, to know, glory, nothing's too hard for you. Even when we're here in the dust storms, that even in India, I believe that all that was taking place and the lives that's being lost and the things that, God, we're in the last days. Help the body of Christ to be awakened about the things that are going on, all the sinkholes and all the storms and the tornadoes and the things, glory, God, are causing trees to be uprooted that's been planted for many, many umpteen years, falling on houses and different things going on and planes running into each other and all kinds of stuff where parents are destroying the lives of their children and holding them captive, glory to God, like animals inside, glory to God, their homes and all this stuff that, glory to God, is in the last day. The voices that are coming to people that's causing them to do all kind of bizarre and crazy things and causing them just to kill and don't have no regard for life, just just running into places and just shooting or killing or just turn back around because they want something from somebody else. They just turn back around and want to go and take it and set people up and all the things that are happening so much even with our youth and the enemies that's planting all kinds of seeds and trying to steal them. God, is so much that's going on. God, help us to be persistent in our prayers. Help us, glory to God, as believers to be faithful. God, help us, glory to God, to get out of the isms and schisms. Help us to stop all the confusion and causing, glory to God, to agitate and aggravate one another and short-changing and short-circuiting and short patience and all of this. This is all of the enemy. Help us to get to that place to have the fear of God and those that have lost the fear to get back to that place of repentance and get to a place, glory to God, that we cast the cares upon the Lord. Seek out the voice of God. Seek his heart and find out what you want us to do. And God, help us to walk in forgiveness. The agape, where people are waxing cold, their hearts are waxing cold. They're getting to the place of nonchalantly and all about me, I, and us four and no more. And sometimes it's all about just I. God, I'm praying against the spirit of prestige and this one glory that God has caused us to walk so much like a cancer with unforgiveness. God, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that it'll be an awakening to the sleeping giant in the body of Christ. It's so much in this day. How we'll sit up, glory to God, and be so nonchalant and so uncaring when we see all the signs of the time, especially for the body of Christ. And how can we win the world and help them to understand and wake up if we are walking, glory to God, contrary to your will, fighting one another. Thank you for those, glory to God, that are fighting the good fight of faith, that are still on the wall, that still pressing and pursuing, they're still seeking truth and walking in truth. And some go around getting a little weary and tired. Breathe on them and strengthen them and encourage them and build them back up that they can continue to fight and go on. Sending forth, glory to God, those, glory to God, that will be undergird them and be glory armor bearers. God, we are praying, send help in some of those houses of those temples, glory to God, that are uplifting the name of the Lord, that living a life with a struggle inside, the financial ones. Sometimes it can be just in the house where the enemy is trying to bring division. Whatever the resources that they need, whatever it is, glory to God, for bringing people on one accord that got the little ism and skills, woe, expose the enemy in the midst, in the name of Jesus. God, I'm praying, glory to God, we'll stand corporately together to fight the real fight, glory to God, against the forces of darkness in the name of Jesus, and not fighting flesh and blood. The temple he might be using, that vessel, but recognize what force it is. All walk in the authority that God has given us. Walk in the authority that he's given us to bind and to loose and to curse and to cancel us. Oh, help us to walk in the faith and not in fear. Help us, glory to God, to be wise by the things that we say, that we won't be snared by our words, that we won't allow this tongue, glory to God, that cause, glory to God, chaos and heartache and disappointment because we're not using what God has given us in the right way. So, God, I'm praying more the flesh to die. Die, glory to God, so we can be glorified. You can be glorified by we walking in the Spirit and allowing your will to be done. You told us to draw nigh to you and you draw nigh to us. You said flesh is not going to glory in your sight. For us to draw nigh to you in the name of Jesus, flesh has to die. Because that's the only way, glory, we're going to connect. So that means more and more of our flesh, God. More of your word. More glory to God. Hallelujah. Submission and obedience to what your word is saying. Oh, you said if you love me, keep my commandments. And all you, we can measure our love for him by the way, the glory to God, we keep his commandments. So we walk in disobedience and rebellion and stubbornness, glory to God. Our love is waxing cold. Ha, Sheba, Korobo, Sata. God, we need, glory to God, you and we need one another so we can be on one accord to put the enemy to flight, so we can be a force to be reckoned with. Oh, it's a time now to find out if you're building on the sand or you're building on the rock of Jesus or you're anchored in him. So we can be able to accomplish what God is saying. We can put some things to flight. Some things going to happen, as he said, but he put us here for life. He put us here, glory to God, not to just occupy until he comes. He wants us, glory to God, to work while it's day, because when night comes, no man can work. Oh, it's a time like never before. Oh, God, I pray, glory to God, awakening for some of your servants are being rocked to sleep. If my people, if, glory to God, you're called by his name, will humble yourself and pray. Repentance. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we'll heal the land if we turn around and get some things in place in the order that it needs to be. God, we are praying, glory to God, to cover our youth, not just in our house, but all across the land. Oh, cover, glory to God, one another. Pray, glory to God, for an awakening. Pray, glory to God, for our families. Pray, glory to God, for glory to our neighbors. Pray for our enemies. praying, Lord, that God, that salvation will come, praying deliverance will come, praying harmony and peace will come in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we're asking you right now, give us ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. And some are hearing, but they're disobeying. God, we need to hear and obey what the Spirit of the Lord has to say and occupy, glory to God, whatever position God has given us, hallelujah, not exalted by man, but exalted by you, so we can be in position, glory to God, so we can cover every avenue when the enemy tries to come in. And you say when he comes in like a flood, you'll raise up a standard. But we got to be in position. We got to be in place. We got to be in a place that we trust you. God, we ask you, Lord, to help so we can be able to target these areas when he come in against our youth, when he come in against our family, when he come in, glory to God, in the nation, when he come up against the president, and glory to God, when things need to be turned around in his mind and in his head and the wisdom that is needed, all for our country, for those that we are praying in other lands. God, we are praying right now. Have mercy. We are praying for salvation. Oh, God, there's so many, glory to God, our youth that are trapped. Glory to God, because we're not reaching out. And some of you may be reaching out, but some are being stubborn or rebellious. But some other things are going on behind the scenes where the adversary is trying to destroy them. Some things beyond their control. And all of them are not rebellious. All of them are not stubborn. Some of them, glory to God, trying to live right, trying to even get, glory to God, an education, and bullies and all kind of other situations and circumstances occurring. Oh, and like we said, all throughout the news, you're hearing over and over, parents killing up their children, holding them hostage, holding them when they're abusing them, holding them when they're tasing them, holding them when, glory to God, they're raping them, holding them, glory to incest in the house, holding them, glory to God, in a place of mental, glory to God, abuse and all kinds of other tormenting things are happening. Before they even go to school, and some not going to school, some even don't even know that they're missing out of school because they're locked down in a house someplace where somebody's doing something. Oh, the sexual crimes that are going on, even the things that are causing them to be so perverse that they're while getting with their friends and so-called friends and other ones, and then they're having all these activities, glory to God, and oral parties and doing things to one another in the school and going down and doing this and doing that and think this is something, glory to God, a pleasure. Don't know that it's a set of other ones in drugs and alcohol and all this. God, it's a praying time. No time to be complaining and murmuring and hurting one another. God, and we're not saying that, glory, those things that don't go on and that we're not to be concerned, but we can't get worried and we can't get to a place where we just shut down and we, glory to God, get fearful or fretful or just think it's too much. God, it's a time now to press in like never before. Oh, it's about the enemy wearing you down, wearing you out, and we got to recognize the awakening and recognize the signs of the time, what he's doing, and even in our individual lives. So, God, I'm asking you, Lord God, to have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy in the name of Jesus. Bring us to that place like never before that we will listen to your voice and we will obey and we will submit and we will commit and we will pray and we will stand firm. And, God, I'm praying for a blood covering, a protection, a shield for those that are on the wall and those that are standing firm and those that are confessing and those that are standing, glory to God, on that confession. I'm praying, God, protect and shield and encourage and build a blessing their home. God, they're standing, glory to God, believing, God, for healings and deliverance in their home. They're standing and believing, God, for salvation and peace in their home. They're standing believing, God, glory to God, for their children and grands and whatever to get an education. They're standing, glory to God, believing, God, that the enemy will not snatch their families. But God, as we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, we believe in everything else is going to be added. We thank you, Lord God, as we pray and believe you, God, that you are going to bless and deliver even in our households. So God, we ask you now, glory to God, as you bless these warriors to come on to target these things, glory to God, concerning the land, concerning, glory to God, Jerusalem, concerning the youth, concerning, glory to God, the prisoners, concerning the families, concerning, glory to God, the body of the leaders of this country, the leaders in our spiritual homes, in our spiritual lives, and the things, glory to God, that's causing us, glory to God, to stumble and fall. God, we are praying that we will get in a position like never before, that thy will be done, a desire for the seeking the Lord more, and glory to God for be patient to wait on you, but keep persistent and pursuing and persevering in what that you've called us to do. Lord, we need your help like never before. We come against all this sickness and disease. God, the root of it, even some of it is sin and some things beyond our control, but it's the body of Christ as a whole that you want to come, glory to God, in alignment with you. So I ask you, Lord God, to have mercy. Bless these your people, God. Bless these prayer warriors. Bless, glory to God, in their homes and those things, glory to God, that concerns them. God, and in things that concern our future, we speak that we should live and not die, declare the works of the Lord, and fulfill the things that you've called us to do. praying for those that you have put in place for us to intercede and intercept, glory to God, of the hand of the enemy, to bind and to loosen, to cancel his assignment and annul him from some of the things that he's doing, glory to God, to come against, to keep, glory to God, the body from flowing and keep your people, glory to God, and try to keep your people out of victory. Oh, God, well, we got to know without a shadow of a doubt. You said we are more than conquerors, but you require us to be careful covenant keepers, not covenant breakers. So we give all these cares and all these concerns to you. And thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for moving on our behalf. Thank you, Lord God, for the anointing. Thank you for ears to hear, glory to God, as the word go out on a daily basis in our homes, in our church, and in our prayer closet, and what as it goes out, as we witness, as we walk before people, glory to God, being that walking epistle, that they can see the fruit of, glory to God, of you, the manifestation of the power of God, of his anointing, through the true believers that will worship you in spirit and truth. God, help us. The more so our light will be shining, and it won't be flickering, going on and off, and it won't be hidden up under a bushel. It won't be hidden up under a lampshade, but it'll be on the hill. The more we get illuminated in your word and obedience to your word, the more and more your light shall shine, and they will know that we are your disciples by the love we have one for another. So we give you all glory, and we give you all praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Bless the Lord. And we open the line now for Mother Alexander. Whichever one, glory to God, God have her to pray. We bless them and give you glory, Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, glory be to God. Father God, we thank you today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. According to the promises of God, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou establish the hurt, and it abideth. Glory to your name, Father God. For there is no other God but you, Lord God. You are the only living God, the God that established the living and established the hurt. Only you, Father God. And so we come together tonight, Lord God, standing interceding for our brothers and sisters, Lord, for youth, for those that is in a turn for other countries. We're just standing interceding, Lord God. Praying for brothers and sisters. Praying for those that is in authority. Praying for the sick, O Lord. Praying for the youth, O Lord. Oh, Father God, have mercy, have mercy. Lord, there's so much attack of sickness in the land today. But we know that your word said, Father, that by your stripes we are healed. So, Father God, we come before you and we binding up the sickness of disease that's flowing around in the world today, Lord God. Coming around, Lord God, because every time you turn around, you hear something awful in disease attacking the body. But, Lord, you gave us the power and the authority to bind these diseases up. So, Father, we come touching in agreement right now, binding up sickness from the midst of the body, Lord. We binding it up in the name of Jesus. We casting it back to the pit of hell where it come from. Because according to the promises, Lord God, your word said you take away sickness from the midst of us. Your word said that you was wounded. You, Lord God, no man take it away. No one is healer. Only you is the healer. And so, Lord, we believe in the name of Jesus that healing belongs to us, Lord God, because you was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. Lord, you said in your word, by your stripe, we are healed. So, Father God, we believe in your word, Heavenly Father, and we believe by faith that healing is ours in the name of Jesus. So we binding these sickness that come against your people today. We binding it in the name of Jesus. Standing by faith, proclaiming it's done in the name of Jesus because your word said it. We believe it, Lord God. And Lord, we ask you to touch the youth today, Father God. Touch the mind of these young generation, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to come to a knowledge of truth, Lord God. Renew their mind, Father God. Renew their mind, Heavenly Father. This we ask, Lord, is so many stuff is going on. So many things is going on with the youth today, Lord God. And we know you said in your word, Lord God, that you'll never forsake us. You want us to be in health, Lord. You want us to be prosper, Lord. And we know that you're a God that wants us to live with joy and to serve you, Lord God, not the world. So we come against that spirit of disobedience right now. We come against that deceiving spirit right now. That it loose the mind in the name of Jesus. Loose the mind. It shall not have authority over these young people. Oh, Father God, help us to seek you more and do more praying in the name of Jesus to bring down these walls in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, cast our cares on you, Lord. And Lord, we come before you, Lord, because it's only in the name of Jesus we can stand and claim all these victories, because we know you gave us the victory, Lord. We know you did, Heavenly Father. Help us to stand boldly and strong, Lord, and speak against these things, Father God, because this principality have to come down, none but angel and demon, that is no use but bring trouble to the people today, and especially to the body of Christ, this foul spirit attacking. But Lord, we standing on the line. We standing on the line. And we claiming healing. We claiming victory in the name of Jesus. Because we are not going by what we see, Father God. We are going by your word, Father God. We standing by faith in the mighty name of Jesus. And we claiming victory in the name of Jesus. Burning these false spirits. This principality, these demons, we're burning it in the name of Jesus, because they shall not have authority over a child of the living God. And Father God, we thank you for goodness and mercy, Lord God, because according to the promise, Lord God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. Open our understanding, Father God, that we know that if you said it, it shall be so in the name of Jesus. Help us to know, Lord God, who we belong to and who we are. Help us to understand that, Father God, that we have the authority and the dominion and the power to pray these principalities down. Pray them down in the name of Jesus. Oh, Yakashante Hikarokosika. Oh, Lord, we thank you today, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, as we bring president all over the world, Lord God. We stand praying for them, Lord God, that they make more right choices, Lord God, and that they call on you, Lord God, before they make choices. Call on the name of Jesus for understanding. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. We pray for the prisoners, Lord God, that you renew their mind, Heavenly Father. Oh, God, you see more than anything going on over there. You see it all, Lord God. None is hidden from you, Father God. No man can deceive you, Lord God. You see it all. They cannot hide anything from you. So, Father God, I'm asking you in the mighty name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, renew the mind of these young people in prison. Renew their mind, Lord God. Oh, God, help them to know that there's a better way, Lord God. It's a better way. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for being the only deliverer, Lord, because there is nothing that you cannot do, Heavenly Father. All things is possible to them that believe. Your word said it, Lord. We believe it. We believe it, Lord, that you can change things. And Lord, we are asking for a change in the heart of these young men, that they will turn around in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray against this foul spirit of shooting. Here we come, Lord God. They're shooting against the church now. And Lord God, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus, touch the mind of these young people, Lord God. Let these young men see, Lord God, that there is a better way, Lord God. That they need to come to the cross in the name of Jesus and cry out for Jesus, a change in their life. Oh God, renew the mind that they seek you, Lord. They seek you in the name of Jesus. Bring a change, Father God. Oh, Yaroko Sika Babasiya. And Lord, we pray for the body, Lord God. And those that you call to do your works, Lord God. Strengthen the mind, Lord. Strengthen, Lord God. They know that their territory and the dominion has already been given to them, Lord, to stand in the name of Jesus. We have no fear because you have said in your word, Lord God. You already tell us, Father God, you did not give us that spirit. So we have the authority and the dominion to pull it down in the name of Jesus. Cast it down in the name of Jesus. And seek more and more of the authority and the dominion that the Lord had already given us to pray against these false spirits in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord God. Ask your Heavenly Father to continue to strengthen the prayer line warriors, Lord God, that we continue to stand boldly on your word, Lord God, unmovable in the mighty name of Jesus. Because you said it, Lord, we believe it. Your word said we are overcomers in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we believe in the name of Jesus that we are mighty warriors in the name of Jesus. Help us to walk according to the word, Lord God. Help us to stand boldly and proclaim the word, Lord God, according to the promises of God. Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you for goodness and mercy, Lord God, because you said in your word, Heavenly Father, you'll never leave us, you'll never forsake us. Help us to know that we are more than conquerors, Lord. Help us to receive your word. You said we are in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord. Thank you for giving us a prayer line, Lord God. Thank you for the one you put in charge, Lord God, that you continue to stand strong in the mighty name of Jesus. Only you, Heavenly Father, only you. You said in your word, Heavenly Father, that you said it in your word, we are redeemed. We are redeemed from the hands of the enemy. The enemy should not have a dominion, have no authority over you people. In the mighty name of Jesus. So we come against it. We come against him in the mighty name of Jesus. We have the power to call this thing down in the name of Jesus. This sickness. In the name of Jesus, we shall not be pulled down with these sickness that come against the body. In the name of Jesus, we binding it up in the name of Jesus. And we casting it out in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said in your word, Heavenly Father, we are more than justified because according to your word, Lord God, we are sanctified. We are children of the living God. We can stand boldly and proclaim the victory because of who we are in the name of Jesus. We are new creatures. Lord God, your word said it, Lord God. We are partaker of his divine nature. So we are not just walking not knowing who we are. We're supposed to know that we have the attack and the dominion to bring these things down in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for being the head of our life, Lord. Thank you for opening doors for us, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us going in and coming out, Lord God. Thank you for favor that you grant us every day, Lord Jesus. Favor in our life, Lord God. Only you do it, Heavenly Father. No one else can do like you do, Heavenly Father. Watch over our young children. Guide our home. Keep us. Every need we have, it's already been met because it's according to your word, Lord, and we believe, Father God. Help us to stand and boldly proclaim the victory that you gave us, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you today, Lord. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for being the Lord of our life. We thank you for you gave us the authority and the dominion to stand boldly and proclaim the victory in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, help us to walk according to your word, Lord God. Strengthen the sisters, them that is think that all is over with. They cannot call on your name. Why? Because they make a mistake. Let them know, Father God. Touch their mind, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And let them know you are a merciful Father. There's nothing too hard that you won't do that. When they fall, call on the name of Jesus. Run to the throne of grace. And let the Lord hear you cry out to him in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, touch your people's mind. Touch your heart, Lord God. Let them realize that we got to seek you more than ever now, Lord God. This time is not playing time for us. Oh, Father God, I thank you today. I thank you today, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, hayababasiya, aches and pain in the joint. We bind in that stuff up right now in the name of Jesus. We command it to loose in the name of Jesus. Back to the pit of hell where it belongs in the name of Jesus. We claim in the victory here, Lord. Melt away fat from the body. Melt away in the name of Jesus. We command it to melt on. Melt down in the name of Jesus. Because this is not of God. He does not want us to suffer. God is a God that gave us victory in every area of our life. And I'm claiming victory in the name of Jesus. Victory in everybody's life because God gave us the victory. Help us to stand boldly in that victorious way that you gave us, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. These things I ask, Heavenly Father, because I know your word said, Lord, ask and believe. When you ask, you receive. And I believe we receive when we call on your name, Lord. We receive when we come before you and ask, Lord God. I believe we receive, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, glory, glory. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Pastor Hubbard.
Yes.
Sister Willette, be a little late getting on. She had to take her grandkids home.
Oh, okay, then. Praise God.
But she's coming on. She's coming on the line, but she'll be a little late.
All right. I praise God for that power, that prayer, Mother. Praise God. I'm trying to see if Mother is on the line. Sister Bird, are you there?
I am. Do you hear me?
Oh, now I can. I didn't hear you at first. Yes, I can hear you now. However he leads you now with those prayers and requests that were...
Hallelujah. Father, we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and God, we asking you for mercy. God, during a time of trouble and calamity, it is sometimes difficult to remember the promises of God. The pressure of the men of the moment may seem overwhelming at times, and it is helpful for us, God, if we re-meditate on your word. Psalms 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the gnawing pestilence. He shall cover us with his feathers, and under his wings shall we trust. His truth shall be our shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror of night, nor for the arrows that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in the darkness, nor for destruction that wasteth at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, there shall no evil befall us, neither any plagues come near our dwelling, for he shall give his angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They shall bear us up in their hands so that we won't dash our feet against the stone. We will tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon shall we trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver them. I will set them on high because they have known my name. We shall call upon him and he will answer us. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you. With long life will I satisfy and show them my salvation. Father, we do praise you and honor you, and we thank you for your word, Father God, because if we can remember that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we acknowledge you as our refuge and high tower. You are a refuge and strong tower in the times of trouble. Everything that's going on today, Father God, you are with us with high cost and destitution and desperation and oppression and disobedience and stress. God, help us not to fall away from the truth or fall away from your word. In the day of trouble, you will hide us in your shelter. In the secret place of your tent will you hide us. You will set us on high upon a rock. And now shall our heads be lifted up above our enemies round about us. In your tent, we will offer up sacrifices and shouts of joy. We will sing. We will sing praises to you, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, when we cry to you. Have mercy and be gracious to us and answer us. On the authority of your word, we declare that we have been made the righteous of God in Christ Jesus. When we cry for help, Lord, hear and deliver us out of all our distress and troubles. You are close to us. We are of a broken heart, and you save such who are crushed with sorrow for sin and are humbly and thoroughly seeking your face, dear Lord. May of the evil that confront us, but you will deliver us out of them all. Thank you for being merciful and graceful to us, O God. For our soul takes refuge and finds shelter and confidence in you. In the shadow of your wings, we take refuge and are confident until calamities and distractions, storms are past. Your platform is on our behalf and reward us. You bring to pass your purpose for us, and surely you complete them. Father, you are our refuge and strength, might and impeccable to temptation, a very present and well-proved help in time of need. Lord, you have given and bequeathed to me your peace. By your grace, we will not let our hearts be troubled, neither will we let it be afraid. With the help of the Holy Spirit, we will stop allowing ourselves to be agitated and disturbed and refuse to permit ourselves to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. By faith, we respond to these troubles and calamities. We are full of your joy now. We exalt you, dear God, in the name of Jesus, in our troubles and rejoice in our suffering, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patience and endurance, and endurance develop maturity of character, approved faith and tried integrity. And character of this sort produces the habits of joy and confidence, hope of eternal salvation. Such hope never disappoints or shames us, for your love has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit who have been given to us. Father, we do thank you that you are of a strength, dear God. We thank you, Father God, that regardless of what's going on, that we will not take our eyes off of our focus off of you, because you are the creator of all things, and everything has been created by you and for you and is under your control, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Father, there are many things going on, and you already know about it, and some is from the enemy, but some is from you, dear God, because we have walked away from our first love. So my prayer is, God, that we come back, God, that we be those people that you said, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then would I hear from heaven and I would heal their land. So, God, we come boldly now, asking you to help us in times of calamity, dear God. We ask, Father God, that you start even in our household, God, with all family, with all children, with the grandchildren, with generations, God. We are praying in the name of Jesus, dear God, that you will follow those kids into the schools, Father God, that they that they will not follow every crowd that comes along, Father God, that you will keep them safe and protected, Father, in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that if they go astray or when they go astray, that the teaching that they have received in their youth, dear God, that they will come back to you in the name of Jesus. We pray, Father God, that the trap that Satan have set for them, God, that they will not fall into those traps in Jesus' name, for you are their shield and buckler, Father God. So we lift them up to you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we do ask, even in our churches, Father God, that we come in and be made whole, that we come in and our minds are renewed by the word and your power and your authority, God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying that we just don't come in and hear the word and go out and live any kind of way. But God, we are thanking you that when your word comes, it falls on good soil, Father God, and that that will be a production of fresh fruit. In the name of Jesus, that they may go out and be sowers, God, that they may testify of your goodness and your love, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Father God, that we just don't be speakers of your word, Father God, but we be doers of your word. We pray, Father God, that we be those walking epistles now in Jesus' name, Father God, that we would go about teaching and preaching the unadulterated word of God in the name of Jesus. So we ask, Father God, that you start even in the pulpit as you come down, Father God, so that your church can be strengthened in these last days, so that your church can be a place of safety, God, where people can run into and be saved in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're praying for your church as we lift up the pastors, the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the teachers up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that they fall not into temptation, God, of the things of this world, but they be captivated by your word and by your power, God, in Jesus' name. And God, we do lift up our government, Father God. Anytime there have been an evil king, God, in your word, the people follow after that, because whatever's at that head comes down in the bottom. But God, I come against hatred, racism, and any other thing that's going on because of something the head has spoken. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that our president, God, will be saved. I'm praying, Father God, that he will have saved people around him. I pray, Father God, that somebody can speak to him and he be changed, God, from the inside out in the name of Jesus. Father God, you put kings in places and you take them out. I know that he is in there, God, because you chose him. God, you are in control of everything that happened. And whatever that is, God, we ask that you forgive us of our sins, because we didn't want you in government. We don't want you in school. We don't want you in our homes. We want to do what we want to do. And because of that, this is the result. But God, you said we can repent and ask your forgiveness, dear God, just like you did the children of Israel, Father God, when they went astray, when they went about with idols and doing all kinds of things, Father God, against you and against your word, even though you allowed them to come into captivity of the enemy, God, when they cried out to you, you delivered them and set them free. So, God, we cry out. We cry out in the name of Jesus as we stand in the gap, God, for the family, for the church, for the government now, in Jesus' name, that you would come and turn us around, dear God, that you would come and save us and set us free in the name of Jesus. We repent for all our evil, dear God. We repent for all the deviation that is in this world today, Father God, what we call right, wrong, and wrong, right. You are still God. You are still in charge. You still delivering and keeping us and protecting us. So, God, we cry out in the name of Jesus and ask you to come, Lord Jesus, come. Save your people from destruction, dear God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, we do pray for our neighbors. We pray for Israel. We pray for Iraq and Iran and all the places, God, that has war, even civil wars now. God, we are praying that as the missionary, as you send people out in different places, God, that they will come into the knowledge of who you are. God, that they will come to that place where they will hang up and come away from their idols. And God, you never meant for us to have dominion over one another, dear God. And it has caused an uproar, God, because everybody wants to be over somebody else. But we cancel that assignment of the enemy right now in Jesus' name. And we speak, Father God, to these nations in the name of Jesus, that they will be saved, that they will come into the knowledge of who you are, that they will seek your face, that they will be delivered, God, in the name of Jesus, of all the sickness and the diseases and all what they're killing each other and all this stuff that's going on. God, we know something is going to happen because it's prophecy, God. You said there would be wars and rumors of war. But, God, we say in the name of Jesus that your people, God, the people of God, the people that proclaim Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, Father God, will be saved and they will come out of that destruction in Jesus' name. So, God, we bless your name and we thank you, God, for who you are. We thank you, God, for all that you do. We thank you, God, for saving us and keeping us and delivering us. We thank you, God, that you keep our bodies healed and whole in the name of Jesus. Because we come against every sickness, God, that come against the body of Christ. God, everything that's in the world, it has sneaked into your church and into your people. And God, we say that it must stop in Jesus' name. For by your stripes we were healed, so that we can go out and do the works of the gospel, Father God. So I pray for the laborers, God, that their bodies will be healed and whole in Jesus' name, and that we will be delivered, God, from all of this demonic stuff that's going on in the world in Jesus' name. So, Father, we love you and we praise you, and we know that we can do all things through you because you are strength, God. You are strong tower. If we are not connected to you, Father God, then we just going to wither and die. So help us to be just like that branch, Father God, that have branched off from the tree, that we stay connected to you, Father, by reading your word, Father God, by having a relationship with you, dear God, by praying without ceasing, dear God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you for what you're about to do. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what's going on. I don't care how hatred is coming up. I don't care how they're going out and they're murdering these young black boys. I don't care what is going on. You are greater than that, Father God. And we put our trust in you and our hope in you. And we believe you just as you delivered the Hebrew children, God, that you're going to deliver us from that destruction, God, in the name of Jesus. That we might be a people that will come together and lift up the name of Jesus. So, Father, we praise you, we honor you, we give you glory. We thank you for who you are and all that you're doing behind the scenes, stuff that we can't see. And, God, we just believe your word, and we're going to stand on every promise. We are the head, not the tail, above only God and never beneath, and everything that we touch is going to prosper, God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, we do thank you for the prayer warriors. We thank you for all of those that stand in the gap. We thank you for the prophets, God. We thank you for those people behind the scene that we can't see. And we thank you for the entire body of Christ, that we will be one, standing at one, so that we can have power in these last days to defeat the enemy. We are not enemy one to another, but we come against the devil. We come against Satan and all principalities and powers in the name of Jesus. And we believe, God, that whatever we ask in Jesus' name, it shall come to pass. So we bless you and we thank you. It's in the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Hello?
Praise the Lord, Pastor. I can hear you. I was saying, bless the Lord, oh my soul.
Praise God for the word of prayer tonight. Thank you, Jesus.
We bless the Lord, Mother Willette. Did make it on. We give God glory. Praise the Lord. We open the line for you tonight. Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So I'm going to read Psalms 27 for a little bit. Praise God. And then I'm going to pray. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. Glory be to God. I could read on, but I'm going to stop right there. Heavenly Father, I come to you right now in the precious, holy, and righteous name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I thank you that you are the living God, the faithful God, the holy God, the just God. I thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that we are your people. Hallelujah. We belong to you. And I thank you so much, Heavenly Father, that you love us. You love us so much that you demonstrated the power of your love when you sent Jesus to die on a cross. Hallelujah. For a people that were not yet born. Thank you so much, Heavenly Father. That's how much you love us, that you give your only begotten Son, that we might have life and life more abundantly and spend eternity with you when it's the appropriate time. So, Father, I thank you for loving us this evening. I thank you that you're mindful of every single thing that take place in the life of everyone that's ever born. I thank you that nothing take you by surprise. And I thank you, Lord God, that you've already provided and given us everything that pertain to life, hallelujah, glory be to God, and to godliness, hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm reminded of what Jeremiah 6 and 16 says, that stand in the way and ask for the old path wherein the way is good and walk in it. And the people responded, we're not going to do it. So, Father, we realize that there is a people on earth today that even though the good word of the gospel of Jesus Christ is preached just about on every street corner, on airwaves, on the radio waves, Lord God, and TV waves, nevertheless, somebody is saying, regardless of what the word of God says, that we're not going to walk in it. So, For that reason, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray for mercy, O God. And we thank you that each day that you let a person wake up, if they don't know you, Lord God, hallelujah, you give them new mercy to get it together and turn to Jesus while they're in their right mind, while they're able to speak, while they're able to move, while they have, as the songwriter says, the blood running warm in their veins. So we pray for your grace and your mercy. We ask you to have mercy this evening, Heavenly Father, as we intercede for so many, Lord God, even for ourselves. We pray that you forgive us for sins that we may have done, sins we may not have known of, and sins that, Lord God, we know of in the name of Jesus. We pray for grace and mercy this evening. And we thank you, Lord God, that there is no good thing that you're withhold from them that walk upright with you. Thank you so much, hallelujah, hallelujah, that the psalm writer says, one thing I desire, that will I seek after, and that's, hallelujah, to dwell in the house of the Lord. Somebody, hallelujah, want to spend eternity with you, Jesus, and I thank you for that. I thank you for these dear watchmen on the wall, or prayer warriors, Lord God, who are standing in the gap for somebody tonight in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord God, that you're still a prayer answering God. As the songwriter says, you are the way maker, the miracle worker, the promise keeper. You are yet the light in the darkness. Glory be to God. And you're worthy to be praised. So much word go forth each and every week, Heavenly Father. And seems like people are just zombies for whatever reason. It doesn't seem like they're moved one way or the other. But I thank you, Lord God, for that person who will decide that, you know what, I'm going to trust in the Lord regardless of what I see, regardless of the circumstance or the situation. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding, because sometimes our own understanding is not the way God would see it. We don't see things from his perspective. So we ask you to have mercy this evening and help us to begin to see things with the help of the Holy Spirit through your perspective. Give us great understanding, Lord God, of how to handle situations. Now, thank you, Lord God, that you've taught us that we should always pray. Be in a position where you can pray. If somebody need help, pray for them in the name of Jesus. And then pray believing that you're going to get some results, because we're talking, hallelujah, glory be to God, and we're petitioning to a God that's able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that you love us. Thank you, Lord God. The scripture says, oh, that men would praise you, hallelujah, for the wonderful works that you've already done. Hallelujah. You've already saved us. You've already delivered us. You've already gotten a victory for us because of the Lord Jesus Christ. So when things come against us, whether it's pain, whether it's trouble, whether it's anxiety, whatever it might be, let us begin to declare the word of God. God, I thank you that through the shed blood of Jesus and the resurrection power, hallelujah, of the Lord, we already have victory. Jesus said, hallelujah, be of good cheer, for I have already overcome the world. And if we are people who are trusting and have, hallelujah, we're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, hallelujah, glory be to God. We have to take you at your word. Hallelujah. Thank you that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God, through the pulling down of strongholds. Thank you, Heavenly Father, that these imaginations and thoughts that are not like you, that are not like you, praise God, we pray in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they be brought down to the obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In the name of Jesus. Some of these old thoughts are coming in our mind, hallelujah, even while sitting in church. Thoughts are coming to us that are not of you, Heavenly Father, and that's just from the enemy, because all he wants us to do is to doubt that your word is not going to do what it says. But you are great God. You are mighty God. You are powerful God. You're the self-existing God. The God, hallelujah, that'll make a way out of no way. Thank you, Lord God, through our experiences in time past and the testimonies that you've allowed us, hallelujah, to receive. Hallelujah, Lord God, through our experiences, we know that you're able and that you can and that you will in the name of Jesus. But we now need to stand on the promises of God. If you say we have victory, glory be to God, then whatever it is that's trying to fight against your word in us, glory be to God, we must confess out of our mouth, hallelujah, that we have victory, that we are delivered, that we are healed. For by Jesus' stripes, when he went to Calvary Cross, hallelujah, he bore our sickness and our sorrows. Glory be to God. We shouldn't be lingering around in grief from one season to the next, hallelujah, for you said you've given us, hallelujah, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. God, help us to take you at your word this evening. Help us, Lord God, not to try to manipulate your word to say what we want it to say, but help us, oh God, to begin to stand on the promises of God. And as the good man said, Lord, I believe, but help that unbelief that may be in me. So help the unbelief, God, for the word of God says in Mark, hallelujah, if thou canst believe, all things are possible. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I thank you, Lord God, for letting us witness, hallelujah, people come up. Quite a number of people come up for prayer for arthritic pain from one ailment, from one limb to the other, Lord God. And when I called it, a couple of people who had come up about these pains and asked them, well, how you doing today since you had prayer on Sunday, praise God? And they said, I'm doing much better. Praise God. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. So you are a prayer answering God, and you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We just simply need to put our trust in you. Have mercy on us this evening. Thank you, Lord God. And while I'm at it, Heavenly Father, the children, somehow the dog has got out and the little puppy, but thank and praise God, as I took them back, they got the little puppy. The puppy came back, but the parent dog, hallelujah, she ain't got back yet. But God, I'm going to let you deal with the dog also. And perhaps, Lord God, you'll see fit to let her come back and be sitting on the porch when Dad gets home this evening in the name of Jesus. We'll leave that with you also. You work it out like you want to, Lord, because you know how I feel about the dogs in the first place. But I thank you, Lord God, that you're able to do anything. So I'm going to even put that. There's nothing too hard for you. You can tell Mocha to get on back up there on the steps where she belongs in the name of Jesus. You can work that out also. Father, I thank you, and I touch and agree with the sisters that have already prayed through the prayer of faith this evening. I touch and agree with them. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah, my expectation is from you, Heavenly Father, because you're the one who works every miracle in a person's life. Help us to depend on you, regardless of what the report is said by the doctors or whatever. When the doctors give us a report, that's all right, because now we know how to pray. We pray, oh God, that there's nothing too hard for you, and that you, Lord God, cancel every assignment that the enemy has tried to come against you. I thank you, Lord God, for the power of your word and the reading that we were reading this evening, praise God. Hallelujah. When our enemies come against us, hallelujah, they stumble and they fall. Hallelujah. Every trap that is set by the enemy, Lord God, your word says the enemy fall in his own trap that he set for your people. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you're able to take care of each one of us. You want the best for us. Why is it that you want the best for us? Because we're your children and because you love us so much. Thank you so much. I love you, Heavenly Father. I bless you so much. I praise you, Lord God. And I pray that the power of your Holy Spirit will begin to help us to pray. Teach us how to pray in the name of Jesus. And it looks like there's been a number of people who have needed counseling. And, Lord God, I don't want to give my own counsel because you know how I am. But I pray, Lord God, that the power of your Holy Spirit will give me the wisdom so that I'll know how to counsel or to share with somebody that needs some help. God, we lift up those. There's a neighbor, Lord God, that have come from the nursing home and back home. And, Lord God, you know what she's able to do and what she's not able to do. God, she needs help, and we lift her up to you right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray, oh God, for families everywhere, praying that families will turn to the Lord while they have a good mind. Wow, hallelujah, the blood is still running warm in their veins. Oh, God, we pray that people will stop listening to the world and turn to you, because we're better off if we have you on our side than if we don't have you on our side. God, if we don't have you on our side, we like on a ship up a creek without a paddle. So, God, we need you today. And we ask for your help in the name of Jesus. Remember our soldiers. You see what's going on because they want to set up, Lord God, the capital in Jerusalem. I pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you work that situation out in the name of Jesus according to your divine will. In the name of Jesus, I pray for our soldiers, Lord God, who may be fighting wars that they didn't sign up for, but I pray for their protection, and I pray, Lord God, that you save them and give them wisdom, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Protect them, Lord God. And I heard the sister pray for our leaders, Lord God. God, our leaders need help on making wise decisions. They need counsel from wise people, Lord God, that's going to, Lord God, make decisions that are good for our nation. God, we need the power of your Holy Spirit to intercede in these people's lives and give them direction, because they don't have no hope if you don't give the direction through the power of the Holy Spirit that they need on how to govern this great land that you've allowed us to be partakers of. Father, I thank you so much. I pray, oh God, that those who are strung out on addictions and strongholds, I pray that those addictions and strongholds be uprooted and cast out of people's lives for good at the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. 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 I pray, oh God, that you wake up those who are, Lord God, involved in identity issues. And, Lord God, remind them of who you created them to be. You didn't create them to be a doormat for Satan to use and abuse like he wants. And open up their blinded eyes and let them see, oh God, that the enemy desires to use them, oh God, until they cannot be used again. And remind them of what took place in Sodom and Gomorrah. And Lord God, you still don't like sin. There's certain sin that's an abomination to you. Have mercy, O God, and wake up people out of darkness into your marvelous light in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we intercede for people everywhere. Somebody's sick, and unless you release the power of your word to go forth to heal them, oh, God, they're not going to make it. Pastor, Lord God, has been in the hospital, Lord God, weak from taking chemo, oh, God, people that are going to dialysis treatments, people that are maybe having blood disorders, lupus, whatever it might be, God, people need you, and you are our cure. You're our help, oh, God, and we seek after you for this great help on tonight, and we thank you that there is nothing too hard for you. So we ask for your help, and we pray, God, that you strengthen those that are weak. Have mercy this evening. Somebody weak, and they need you, Jesus. So we pray that you will strengthen them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father, we love you today. I don't want to be long-winded, but I just want to appreciate you. I want to bless you. The songwriter say, oh, magnify the Lord with me, for you are worthy to be praised. Glory be to your name. Thank you for what you've already done. And we stand on your promise. Hallelujah. That whatever our hands touch, it's going to prosper because we love you. We are your children, and you want the best for us. Thank you for covering our families with the whole armor of God in the name of Jesus. Thank you. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. And by your stripes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. By your stripes, we are healed. We have victory. Hallelujah. We are redeemed. We are delivered. Hallelujah. We are saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. And when we finish our assignment down here in this earth, Father, we thank you that you've already got a home that's made for us, that's not made out of hands. Glory be to God. And as Jesus said to the thief on the cross, today you'll be with me in paradise. So we're looking forward to spending eternity with you one day. But in the meantime, Father, help us to carry out this assignment that you placed on our life. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And I thank you, Lord God, as Sunday morning I got up and I was walking around a little park, praise Jesus, hallelujah, just a couple of times before I got ready for church. I thank you that you brought it to my attention that if you're a woman, you have a great assignment on your life. And if you are a parent, if you are have a child, hallelujah, the greatest assignment that has been assigned to you, hallelujah, is to be a mother, a good parent, hallelujah, to raise your children up to know who God is, to seek after that which is good and not that which is evil. Hallelujah, to teach them the word. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of the sinner, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. God, I thank you that you revealed and you let me know if you only give us out one assignment, and if we are woman, the greatest assignment that we have is to be a mother, and the most priceless mother is the godly mother that bring the children up, even the grandchildren and the great-grandchildren. And if you're a surrogate mother, you're yet standing in the office of a mother, and that's the greatest assignment that we could be given. So, Lord God, help us to realize that you have assignments on our life and not to take it lightly. Forgive us for where we've missed it and help us through the power of your Holy Spirit to do better if we know we can do better in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you so much. I thank you for these ladies, Lord God. I thank you for Minister BJ for continuing to keep this line open that we might cry out to you and intercede for those who stand in the need of help. We bless you now. We praise you now. We honor you. We glory in you, for you are worthy. Yes, there's yet people hurting, but I pray that they are turned to you, that they are seek after you, that they will reach up, hallelujah, and that they will be reminded, hallelujah, in Psalm 16, because the Lord is at my right hand, glory be to God, I shall not be moved. I'll say it again. Because the Lord is at my right hand, I shall not be moved. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I pray the prayer of faith with expectation that you bring it to pass. what needs to take place. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah.
What an awesome God we serve. Oh, he is so wonderful. And praise God, he came right on in from the opening of God is our refuge from the prayers, from the scripture to all the ones that pray. And he came right on in and tied right on in, even from the things that I even had written down for the military and so forth, to everybody, covered everything that was requested tonight. Praise the Lord. I give God glory and honor. So at this time, we have some time that we'll open those lines over to God for prayer requests or praise report, and thanking God so marvelously how God blessed in the sincerity of each one of your hearts of praying and staying on the wall and praying for the ministry lines to stay open. So God is moving and doing great things. No man gets no glory but God. Well, we thank God that we're in it collectively, iron sharpening iron. So to God be the glory. Let me open the lines. Hold on just a moment. Let me open all the lines for anybody. Start making their request or making a statement. I want to make sure all the mics open so we won't pass it. God, I'm giving you glory. Come on. And I ask you to call upon you. Thank you, Lord. Any prayer requests? And or either any prayer support?
Yes, praise the Lord, Minister BJ. I thank God for hearing you all. I've been just listening. And I just wanted to say, I thank God for a good Mother's Day with my son and my daughter on yesterday. And I'm thanking God I can see some things getting ready to break through. And I'm hoping that that is a financial breakthrough that I've been really waiting for case the lawyer just called me. I'll be thrown in the court with him in another month. I've been doing all my documentation, and that's for a lawsuit. And when that comes through, I'm going to sow a seed to you. I wasn't able to. My daughter just got a job, so I thank God with the baby. And she's still out of state. My oldest daughter told me she just got her license, so she's going to be driving soon. And I'm just maintaining until such a time as that comes through. But I wanted to just say that I do thank God for you all. I sometimes just listen, because the prayers just strengthen you. And just sitting back and listening to Mother Willette and your other mother, it just blessed me. She hit on some things. Sometimes some things are for you, and you're just listening. And it was just such a blessing. Being a mother, like she said, is the greatest job you can ever have. And that's so true. I know I feel that sometimes it's very unappreciated by society and also by your kids sometimes. But it's still true. And I thank God when Reverend Lopez was praying for me last night, he was talking to the Lord, and he was saying that I'm a mother, and I'm a mother indeed. And I thank God for that. That touched my heart, because sometimes people don't know the struggles you got to go through and maintain and take care. Nobody sees you in that hidden place but yourself and God. So it's just a blessing to hear what she was saying tonight. And I just wanted to ask a prayer for my son. He's in the shelter, but he made it over here to see me. He's working. Still trying to find my place, and he really talked to my daughter about her attitude and helped me in this big old house. Because like he said, Mom is older. She has some physical things and up and down them stairs sometimes, and then trying to keep this house. And then just pray that the neighbors, that God would remove those that are causing a problem here, and just continue to keep us. Because I'm really, in the future, Minister BJ, as I told you, I'm trying to come up from out of all this and really get my own place, and my mind is really on it, and I'm working towards that. So when that comes through, I'm believing that's a way for me to do that in the very near future. And then I just wanted to send something to you, because I felt bad. I've been wanting to do it, but now I'm just waiting on this case to come through, and then I'll definitely be able to do that. And so I just thank God for you all once again, and just your prayer line.
Praise God. We bless the Lord. Father, we do thank you right now. Carol, thank you for the praise report of some change place in her household. So for her son, as she said, now getting in the shelter, he has a job, and back on his grand floor, we got that favor. He will have favor and the wisdom even in the door that he has. And God, we just pray that the most of all, that he'll draw closer to you and give us life. And we're thanking you for changes and things even in the young girl's attitudes too as well. But God, we just pray for salvation for that family and any other family or any of our family members. Be continued encouraged and whatever's going on within help. Sister Cheryl prays, God, to stay focused on God's word.
Yes.
To get to a place where she'll be so secure in the Lord and standing on his word that she'll hear and don't hear, that it will not have a
thing.
It will be like stuck back until God makes the change. For God, whatever change needs to happen, just standing firm on your word will make all the difference. And find that peace within you, in Jesus' name. Any more requests?
Yes.
Raise your voice.
Touch and agree.
The lines are open.
Minister VJ.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to thank the Lord for, I took a little trip to the beach this Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday with my daughter. She was celebrating her daughter's fifth birthday with her husband, and she said they was going to the beach. I said, well, I'm going too because I needed a break. But I thank God, I tell you, for the fresh air. Oh, glory be to God. I thank God so much for the blessed little vacation. And, you know, I'm not good at those GPS on them telephones, and I tried to use that. And I went some kind of way, but to come back home Wednesday, I said, good gracious of life, I ain't never went through this way. But them things can get you turned around. But I thank and praise God for the Holy Ghost, because when I got to a certain place, I said, well, you know, I asked somebody at the store, I said, how do you get to Sumter this way? And they said, yeah, just go down there and take a turn by the Shell station and keep straight, and that'll take you to Sumter. I said, okay. And the GPS was saying, turn this way. I said, you can go ahead and say what you want to, but I'm going where I know now. But I thank God we got back home. I think we got there a little later because we was trying to follow that GPS, and I'm good with paper and sometimes mapping out where I want to go. But anyway, I thank and praise God. It was a blessed trip. We got back home safe and sound, and my daughter and her husband and the baby girl went on up to Charleston for a couple of days, and then they finally got back. And thank and praise God for a safe journey there and back, and a blessed. And I just thank and praise God for the beautiful weather and the God sightings of how good God is along the way. And I thank and praise him for all that he's doing. And I'm trusting God, and I'm standing on his word, and I thank him that he is, God loves us, and he's working things out for us. We may not see, and a lot of times things seem like they get hard and look like it's, if it ain't one thing, it's another. But you know what? The enemy has to do stuff like that to try to get you to doubt God's word. So I'm going to encourage people to stand on the promises of God. Believe God. Don't doubt him, because when you doubt, you're canceling out what you want God to accomplish for you. So you cannot afford to doubt the word of God. If God has spoken a word to you, hallelujah, like he said, he will perfect that which concerns me. Hallelujah. Don't you know I'm going to stand on that? Hallelujah. So whatever God has said to you, like Mary said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. And if whatever he said to you, stand on that promise, because he can back up what he said. He's not a man that he should lie. So I thank and praise God. I thank him for what he's done for me. And I said, you know, sometimes we run so much for others, we don't have sense enough to back away from the insanity and get some rest for ourselves. But you better do it if you want to be around, praise God. And just do what the Lord tell you to do. But I thank and praise God, and I just pray that God will continue to strengthen each one of the believers, praise God, and meet your need according to his good riches and glory in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, ma'am.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's a blessing. True. We do need that time, and God has encouraged us to more stand on the promises of the Lord, because the thief's going to come. God done already told us what the M.O. of the enemy is, to steal, kill, and destroy. But I came to give you abundant life. So you're going to believe that report, and we got to press through. We got to persevere, and we got to stand firm, glory to God, and to be encouraged regardless. And sometimes we got to encourage ourselves. But hold on to the promises of the Lord, and we do need that break once in a while. And I thank the Lord for the weekend that I had coming down to speak on Saturday and Sunday for at a church down going towards something off the highway in Columbia for the women's for the Mother's Day. And the first day and stuff like it was on the two foundations, and also the second day was about preparing for the storm and what foundation you're building on. But it was such a blessing. I thank God for the prayers and the sweetness of the Spirit in there with Pastor Richardson Pauline and Pastor Pastor Bird, the prophetess, and Prophetess Benjamin, and Pastor Betty. They all came in support. It was a blessing even in that, and how God blessed and moved around the altar, that we worked together in harmony, and how God just blessed them, and they was like tag teaming as the Spirit of the Lord blessed, and there was nobody bumping into each other, but the harmony of when you're on one accord, allowing the Spirit of the Lord to have one. But even the things that God did in the midst, the healing, the encouragement, the enlightenment, but it's just a blessing to be a part of the kingdom and to be used for him and to see the hand of God in operation. And even with the youth, it was just a blessing. And we just pray that we continue in the body of Christ. Keep praying one for another, speaking of God, give us a speaking courage, especially even in our youth as well as one another. But it was just a blessing. And thank God for touching this body, the blessed to go and come and do what I needed to do, and even my daughters and how they made it possible for the repair and they have the car, the tires, and the wheelbarrow and all that done. Even though it took a little big chunk out of their pocket, but on their mother for my Mother's Day, birthday, however they want, I want to call it, and they want to call it, and they just want to bless me. So I don't take that for granted, because there's so many people as we have shared and talked, and you like Mother Alexander the other night, like saying this, even a card that makes a difference. And not only just how the mothers, but there's so many people out there lonely, hurting, and you might have raised your children right, but it may be some things that have caused them not to pour into the other ones. And then there's some that you know, they just wayward. And then other ones, just not only just parents, but they have loved ones, either people, neighbors, all kinds of people that just need somebody just to encourage them, say a kind word, or just to visit them or say something. So we can't take it for granted. And we just thank God for his loving kindness and how much he loves us. So we just continue to pray one for another, and thank you all so much for being so faithful, because it makes so much of a difference of we standing together and being on the prayer line to intercede when we hear things about other things or other people or things going on in our country or our nation or however, and to pray. And we know we're not the only ones, but our prayers make a difference. So I bless and move in you all's life as we keep the faith. Keep our eyes fixed on the Lord regardless of all these turmoils and fears and attacks that the enemy does. But know who we are, as Mother often say, and then use your weapons that God has given you, because they're not carnal, but they're mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. But it's going to take the faith and trust in God and keeping our eyes fixed on him. Meantime, any more before we close tonight? Thank God thus far. Any more requests or any prayers, praise reports? Bless the Lord. Amen.
Yes. Hey, this is Vivian again. I just want to say that I did have a prayer request, but after listening to the mother's prayer, all them praying, and then they using the word of God prayer, I'm in agreement with the prayers that's been set forth. Always enjoy listening to you all in on one accord and just listening, and I praise God for that.
Well, praise God. And, Father, we do thank you for Sister Vivian being so faithful and Lord's blessing, and he calls on her to walk in her joy and peace as she continues to cast these cares upon you. And thank you for the faith that she's grasping at some of us all for some things that will be said in the prayer that's causing us to be shifted and holding on to God's promise and strengthen us. So, God, you bless in her home. Continue to bless her as she continues to be that woman of Zion as God is calling for in these last days, that she'll be strengthened, and no matter what weapons are formed, they're not going to prosper, and they may accomplish for something that looks like the enemy is having ground, but God has a way of turning it around for his glory. As we continue to keep our faith in him, keep trusting, keep decreeing and declaring what thus said the Lord, those strongholds are going to come down. Because you said if we submit ourselves to the Lord, resist the devil, he will flee. We thank God, glory to God, for the power and authority that God has blessed. And we hear so many times of walking in that power and that authority. And God, sometimes we don't always keep in mind, but quicken our spirits to remember who we are and whose we are and what your weapons you've given us, and keep our weapons sharpened, keep ourselves alert, and making sure that we're walking in the truth and our armor is on. So we just give you glory, praise, and honor, because you are so wonderful,
faithful, and I thank you for the joy. Help us to learn to praise and worship you more, because even in the praise and even the worship, God, you're moving some things in the background and moving on our behalf, and sometimes we need to make sure that we're meditating more on you than those problems and those situations and circumstances that the enemy always want to have those flashes. They're right there to try to throw us off. So he's a deceiver, and he's always about oppression and glory to God and trying to keep us in a place of doubt and keeping us, Lord, right, worried and weary. But we know who our Redeemer is, and he lives within us. So we thank you for it, and thank you for your joy and your peace as we call it back in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, God. God, for
amen.
The power of all this tonight and the anointing and being on one accord. And I'm believing, God, no matter what we're looking and seeing, that glory to God, we don't allow it to paralyze us because of what's going on in these end times. But God is on his way back, but he still assigned us some things that we still need to do. So we're going to have to stay focused, and some things we're going to have to shake, glory to God, when we see so much of it coming. But if we get in a place and get rooted and grounded in him, when it comes, it won't be so easily to move. We'll be like that tree planted by the rivers of water, that we shall not be moved. And even with that palm tree, when we see it in the natural, what it does, glory to God, through the storm, we'll be able to stand right back up and holding to the foundation of what God's word said concerning the circumstances. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Lord.
Hallelujah.
Any more comments? We're getting ready to say shalom and glory be unto God and to the Most High. And praise God, I may see a couple of y'all back down there, the mothers that I didn't get to see in Columbia again for that I come back to on the 20th. The Lord say the same. And praise God for my dear sister prophetess Bird over there, and Mother Willette, and Mother Alexander, and even the others, glory to God, that God has blessed to have you on the line. We get a chance to see some of us don't know each other except by the Spirit, but other those I know, glory to God, are physically. So we thank God, praise God, and other sisters that I do have been on the line that's already checked out. We thank God for you all, too, as well. Keep the prayers going. Keep the faith. And stay encouraged, and we bless the Lord for you. And have a good night as the angels be in camp and the blood covering about you. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. Glory be to
Hallelujah.
God. And we thank you. Happy belated.
Hey. Hallelujah.
Wonderful week.
Okay, Mother Mother Willette was saying. Mother Willette was saying something about the Mother's Day. Go ahead, say it.
I was saying happy belated Mother's Day and have a wonderful week in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now look forward for greater. Amen.
Amen.
We love you.
Love you guys.
And shalom.
All right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.